Right, young Jay, what's this all about? What have you dreamt up this time?
Right, this is a little idea of mine, basically, because we know how much you love your celebs. We know you like interviewing celebrities.
Yes.
Z-listers, A-listers, B-listers, you love them all. So what we're going to do, every once in a while, maybe once a week or something, we are going to get a celebrity for you, but we're not going to tell you who it is, and you've got to interview them. What do you think? So you've got no idea who it's going to be. We're going to put them through to you, and you've just got to do an interview just off the back of nothing, really.
So I've got to do it with a blank piece of paper, which I have anyway, but you're telling me you're getting celebrity people, what, people I know? Or strangers?
You might, each week we might change things around a bit. We might have a big star one week. We might have a reality telly star the next week. It could be anyone. I think it's going to be interesting.
So you're telling me that you're sitting there with a phone number in your hand and mm-hmm. I'm supposed to not know who it is and then supposed to interview a total stranger?
Well, we're going to do it right now. This will be the first one. And we have got you a big star this week for the first one. Massive. Give you a few clues. She's been on our show before. She is a massive, massive star in America, also in the UK. She had a big sitcom out in the 90s. She's a comedian. Any ideas?
Oh, I can't believe. And she's just got an OBE. So you've got Lily Savage as Lily Savage.
It's not Lily Savage. She's coming to the Leicester Square Theatre in London on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Ah, my word.
You know who
you've
it is?
You've got a legend.
I've got a legend. We have got you this week.
Yeah?
For your first secret celeb interview.
Yeah.
Roseanne Barr. Should we call her?
Yeah. Wow. That's
so
a good
she's
start.
Coming. She's coming to London Tuesday and Wednesday. Hang on.
Wow. What a nice surprise.
Right. Let's see if she picks up. American ringtone.
Hello.
Hello. Is that Roseanne?
Yeah.
Hello, Roseanne. It's Jay at Radio City in Liverpool.
Hi.
How are you? You okay?
Yeah.
Thank you for doing this for us tonight. We're really excited to get you on. I'm going to pass you over to Pete, who is the presenter. And
okay.
You're live across Liverpool.
Oh, cool.
And the Northwest. Hello, Roseanne, again.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, speaking to a legend, how can I not be happy?
I don't know.
You're coming to London. You're coming to London.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to get on the plane now.
Oh, my word. What made you come to London? Why London?
Well, because I've never done a concert there, so I figured, you know, now or never. Before the world blows up, I want to try it.
Do you blame the Americans for the world blowing up, or is it all our faults?
It's everybody's fault.
All right. Now, are you going to be very satirical in this concert you're doing?
I've got a lot of great jokes, and, you know, I've written them for a long time. I got about 250 great jokes, and that's what I'll be telling.
Wow. Where is it you're actually working in London?
The Leicester Square Theatre.
Wow. So you're right in the heart of the West End.
I guess so.
That's fantastic.
I don't really know London very well, but I'm looking forward to it.
Well, last time I spoke to you, which was a while ago, you said to me you don't stand any no-nonsense people. You won't take any crap when you're on stage.
No, because I'm a stand-up comedian, and that's what we do. You know, everybody's there to listen to us, so no, we don't. We have to be very much in charge, absolutely.
I believe it's amazing. I believe it's a complete sellout.
I know. It's very exciting. Very exciting.
So you're going to do lots of shopping as well?
Yeah, I'm going to do a little bit of shopping. I'm going to go, of course, to Harrods and all the other great stores and wander up and down and, you know, look around, maybe see what's going on. I like to go to art galleries too.
Roseanne, when the Queen Mother was alive, bless her, they used to close Harrods down for her to wander around by herself. Will they do that for you, a legend from America?
Well, I was told that if I called a certain couple of people, they might do that for me. But you know what? I like seeing other people, so I'm not going to ask. I like being able to look at people and see what they're doing.
So are you going to be away for your election in America?
I will be back on the 30th in time for the election, during which when I return, I go straight to New York. And, you know, I have a radio show that I do here and... you know, I'm going to do some radio from London back here to Los Angeles on the election and in New York. So, you know, I got it all covered.
So you'll be able to go home and vote?
I've already voted, actually.
That's interesting, that. So we can't ask you your politics, can we, or can we?
Yeah, you can. I'm green.
So who are you voting for, then?
I'm voting for Cynthia McKinney of the Green Party. In fact, I voted already.
Right.
But I voted for her because, you know, I live in California, and California is definitely going to go for Barack Obama. So, you know, I'm safe to vote green. And, you know, I've always been a green for quite a number of years. But, of course, I want Obama more than McCain. So I kind of help on those two. I help on both of those fronts with the money I give and the things that I support.
Roseanne, you have been doing this for many, many years, and what you've always been constant is that you are at the top of your tree and always have been. Does comedy travel? I mean, is it going to work in London, or will you have to change?
I don't know. I hope so. You know, I can talk to you after and see, because I don't really know. I've never done it. So, you know, I'm hoping. I think funny.
Yeah.
And I kind of have, you know, I've been going around for several years to different audiences in the United States and parts of the States, you know, like conservative places, liberal places. And, you know, I pretty much have worked it so that it seems pretty universal to me. But we'll see.
Are you a nervous performer?
No, I'm not nervous. No, I'm not a nervous performer.
No, when I work, I never get nervous. I can't work if I'm nervous. I find that
me
tension.
Too.
The tension doesn't work for me like that.
Right.
Who are your heroes? Who do you aspire to be?
Well, you know, what do you mean?
In comedy world, yeah.
Well, there's so many of them, you know. I just like all comedians, really, and any one of them that have had a point of view and something to say, they're my idols. I'm blank on his name now, but I loved him. Bill Hicks.
Bill Hicks.
Yeah. Richard Pryor. Lenny Bruce, you know,
so all Mae all the comedians then that made inroads, that took a chance,
yeah,
actually...
Yeah, all the ones who had something to say, you know. You know, Chris Rock, too, I like him. There's so many now, there's just so many. Mm. It's hard to pare them down. Louis C.K. is great. George Lopez is a great comic. There's so many.
Incredible. Have you been watching Little Britain USA?
I watched it a couple times. Yeah, it's very funny.
You think it's funny, do you? Because a lot of the press have knocked it, and I personally don't like it. So that's interesting to see that you think
it's
funny.
Well, I only saw the one with Rosie O'Donnell, and I thought that was funny.
When they were questioning her sexuality.
Yeah, I thought that was very, you know, it was very edgy. But I haven't seen any more than that. But I did laugh at that one.
Tell us about your radio show, because a lot of people out here, I'm sure, would love to tune in via the internet.
Yes, they can. They can get it on the internet. They can get it on my site, RoseanneWorld.com, and they can also get it at KCAAradio.com. And you know, it's on AM radio here in the States, but also it's a podcast on the net. And you know, it's very political, and you know. I'm an agitator, and so I agitate.
Tell me, do you have many restrictions in America? We have an organization called Ofcom that control us, and it's getting tighter and tighter. Do you have restrictions in America?
Yeah, we do have restrictions, which, you know, why I'm paying to do a radio show. I'm not being paid, and I have no sponsors. And that's kind of, you guys are kind of ahead of us like that. But over here, you know, that's how they kind of get you to say the sanctioned thing. But when you pay, you can say whatever you want. Of course, you can't say any certain words, and you can't, you know, agitate for violence or any of those kind of horrible things. But you can pretty much state, you know, a different opinion if you pay.
You are an amazing character, and one thing that stands out more than anything is your timing is just impeccable. You know, as a comic watching you, I just think, why can't I do that? Why can't I be
that good?
Thank
you very much. I mean, a lot of people that, you know, a lot of people that I really admire have told me that. It's very humbling. I mean, you know, Bob Hope told me he thought I could time a joke better than anybody, and that was very cool. And you know, my idols have told me that they like me and my timing, and that's really cool. I really do feel it. It's very much like music. I was talking to Phyllis Diller the other day. I interviewed her. She's an idol, and she was. We were talking about, you know, how comedy is timing and beats, and it's actually so musical and very mathematical too. The way you tell a joke and the way you write it, the way you construct it. There's a lot of crafting to it. I'm not being very funny right now, but to me, it's dead serious. But once I hit the stage, you know, it all kicks in, and I'm there to get a laugh every 15 seconds for 1 hour, and I do it. So yeah, it's very cool.
Roseanne, how old is Phyllis now? Phyllis Diller?
Phyllis is 91.
Wow. She's not still working, is she?
Huh?
She's not still working, is she?
No, she's not working at all. She gave it up about 5 years ago.
She was an amazing character. I saw her at the London Palladium, and you know when you see a performance and it always stays in your mind, she was just somebody who could command a stage.
She is a very, oh, absolutely. We were talking, I was interviewing her for my website. I'm putting up a lot of comedians that I, you know, admire, and I interview them. And she said, oh, it was very hard. She was literally one of the first women to ever do it, you know. And she said, well, it was very difficult because stand-up comedy is such a hostile act, and to be female and be that hostile in a room, and she was talking about, you know, how that was and how she like meant to break down those barriers and did.
Tell me, putting your radio head on, what will be Mr. Bush remembered for?
You know, I don't think he'll be, you know, I'm not really sure, I have to say. I'm not really sure. We have to see how things play out, but he might be remembered as, you know, the last of his kind. I kind of think that's what he is. He'll be remembered as the last of his kind.
I think that sums him up tremendously. So you're going to be jumping on a plane, coming to London. Are you staying somewhere very classy, or is that top secret?
I don't even know where I'm staying. I have my publicist traveling with me, and he tells me where to go and when to get there, because I have a head full of, you know, I need people to help me, because I'm just thinking about jokes and things like that, so I need some guidance, and I have some great guidance and people that help me.
So what?
I don't even know where I'm staying, to answer your question.
I hope they've got you in Claridge's, at least.
I'm sure they have me in some place. Good. I might stay at the Dorchester. That's one of my favorites. I like their rice pudding and their bread pudding.
You told me about
to
it.
There.
You told me about that last time.
I know. That's why I always like to come there, because I really do. Seriously, I love to sit there in the lobby and watch people and have my bread pudding and my cup of tea. I love it.
Well, you told me about that. We went down to the Grosvenor to an awards ceremony. I nipped out in the afternoon and went, because of you, next door to the Dorchester and had some rice pudding. Thank you for that. Tell me, what's John Goodman going to say about your performance in London? What advice would he have given?
Well, I don't really know. You know, John Goodman's a very funny person, and he actually has a great comedic mind. He doesn't really do stand-up, although he can sit there and ad-lib anything at any time and be funnier than anyone alive. But, you know, he is a big fan of stand-up comedy, and, you know, so, you know, I don't really know what he would tell me. I think that, you know, I think that he would be assured that I kind of know what I'm doing after 30 years.
After 30 years, yeah. What about the Situation Comedy? Would you ever bring it back?
A new one?
Yes.
Well, you know, everybody wants me to, and, you know, they constantly, you know, talk to me about it. But I like what I'm doing now. I'm trying to do what really is fun and to go move around, do different things. I'm kind of too old, I think, to do the same thing every day at this point.
Well, you've had an amazing career. It's been I'm just so thrilled that you spoke to us before you've come to London, because I know you're going to be bombarded with interviews when you get over to England. What is the website that you have? So people
it's
can
RoseanneWorld.com.
Yep.
I have a lot of readers from the UK. A lot of people come and, you know, they add, you know, people come and they add their own opinion and things like that. And I have a lot of people on there from Scotland, Ireland, and, you know, UK, all over the world, actually. So it's very cool to get differing opinions.
Well, I want you, when you come over here, watch out for a gentleman called Paul O'Grady.
Why?
He's a fantastic comedy, gentleman who has a radio show, sorry, a television show at 5 o'clock in the evening, which is huge over here. He was an amazing character called Lily Savage, which he had this drag queen he did who was such an evil, wicked bitch. And now he's got this huge show that everybody guests on. And if you get the chance to meet him, say hello, because you will love him, I promise you.
Oh, I'll watch it.
You take care of yourself. Have a great time in London. It's a pity people can't go to see you because it's sold out.
Thank you, Pete. Nice talking to you.
Bye-bye, Roseanne Barr.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So there you go. Your first secret celeb interview.
Just amazing. Do you know what I loved about it? Because we interviewed her very quickly one night, and the quality was awful. Remember?
It was, wasn't it? Yeah.
And that was just...
But she was. She seemed, the last time we interviewed her, she was a bit more funny.
No, she'd had a drink.
Oh, she had a drink.
Don't remember, she'd been to the McCartney's. She had a drink. I think, you know, it's time difference. We don't know. She's one of the busiest ladies in the world. What do you know about her, you yourself?
I just remember the end of sitcom in the 90s.
Do you realise how big a star
show
she was?
Yeah, she was a massive star.
And still is.
And
still is.
John Goodman, he's a legend. Yeah. And that was her husband on screen, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a great show.
Well, thank you for that. And... it's a new feature. If anybody's just joined us, that was something that he set up. And it's sort of the interviews I could never get. That's terrific, that. Thank you very much. I've got a big silly grin on my face.
And I promise you, next week's star will nowhere near be as big as Miss Roseanne Barr.
But they're all stars in their own eyes.
We're going to get you a Z-list
next
week.
Can't wait for Z.